231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, November 2nd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those tags are in there for the podcasts that are coming. We're getting those rebuilt, restored. Hope to have them available for you at the latest by Monday. We'll let you know. We'll announce it and let you know when they're on the website. Photosynthesis, plants, things that grow that take sunlight and carbon dioxide along with water out of the soil produce sugar, glucose, and oxygen. Shana, that is taught in biology, but they don't get it. Why? I don't believe these Democrats ever took biology. She sent a text message in, carbon capture is the biggest scam. Carbon dioxide feeds the plants, our trees, all of our vegetation. They capture the carbon and turn it into oxygen. More carbon in the atmosphere means more plant life, which is better for all life, including human beings who breathe oxygen, but they want to capture the carbon. These people don't even understand the science. Farmer Cliff Tellini, carbon is essential to all life. We're going to be going to Belknap Township, my entire family. There should be a large farmer turnout. DTE paying nuisance money leases to people in the area for their proposed solar farms are trying to buy their support. The dollars are cheap return on investment. Farm Bureau opposes the bills. I was talking to another farmer downstate that worked on the design of the wind turbine propellers. He said they were failing prematurely, and they found them a half a mile away from the windmill, the wind turbine. He says that's why they need at least 80 acres. There's a whole nother component to these solar farms that I'm going to bring to the discussion a week from tonight in Belknap Township. I'm not going to expose it. I'm not going to let it out of the bag. But I got a whole nother argument that nobody's talking about. And when I lay this on the table in front of that room, well, these planning commissioners better hope and pray the farmers don't bring their pitchforks. Because I've got a whole nother perspective on why they should not issue this permit. And why the Michigan Public Service Commission should not be allowed to override local zoning control. But they're going to. They're in these bills. They are absolutely going to get this garbage passed. Now, you have to understand there's two components to the 2026 election. If a Republican is elected instead of Jocelyn Benson, we might get somebody with some business experience to be the chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission. All of these bills can be undone, folks. Every single one of them. Oh, yeah, they're going to make national headlines. Gretchen Whitmer is going to get national headlines when she signs these clean energy package bills. Michigan, the first state in the country to have clean 100% renewable energy by 2040. That's going to be the headlines. Look at me. Look at me. Hey, you Democrats. Maybe I should be the candidate for president next year, or at least the candidate in 2028. Look at all the wonderful things we've done in our state. I could do this for the entire country. That's what the headlines are going to be created for her when they pass and she signs these bills into law. Now, there is all kinds of opposition to this. The biggest opposition groups, manufacturing and businesses, large energy users. You have to understand something, people. This isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. This isn't a climate change issue. This is a political agenda. They want to control us through their agenda. Electric vehicles, batteries, solar farms, wind turbines, all of this is an agenda to control and to cost us more money. As a result, people will leave the state. How she thinks she's going to grow the population is beyond me. You honestly think all liberal progressives are going to flock to Michigan because they have unlimited abortions opportunities? Everybody drives electric vehicles. Everybody rides bicycles. The bike path that they're trying to create from Traverse City all the way up through Charlevoix on their way up to Petoskey. That's a whole nother story. I'm not going to go down that rabbit trail. But seriously, that's what they are thinking they are going to attract. And all the people that have common sense, limited incomes, retirees are going to move out. Can't afford your property taxes because they've taxed you out of your deer cabin that just happens to sit on a lake. You're not going to get to retire here. Just sell your property and allow somebody to come in and tear it down and build a $1 million home on it. That's what should be on the lakes. Bob says, state of Michigan continues to massacre sections of woods by thousands of acres. Oh, yeah. Clear cutting the trees, which consume carbon and produce oxygen. Right. Many people born and raised here in Michigan are considering moving out when they retire. Dave in Sheboygan, Randy, you cannot power 3 or 4 phase electricity with renewables for factories. Oh, yeah, but yet they're doing all these mega sites for battery plants that use a ton of energy. But they don't understand that. Dave, they don't even understand 3-phase and 4-phase electricity. Yeah, they think little 200-amp circuit breaker panels everywhere in the factory is what's powering those machines. These people don't even get it. Well, just to wrap up this field report, they're going forward with the legislation today. Republican members oppose the bills, but it still came out of the House Energy Committee 10-7 on the vote. Why? Because the Democrats are in control of the House. Every single committee in Lansing right now has a majority of Democrats on those committees. Great Lakes Growth Coalition, which opposed the legislation because it is unachievable mandates, could raise energy costs and reduce reliability within the grid. also could damage the state's reputation as a place to create jobs. Michigan families cannot just necessarily pick up and move out of a state in search of more affordable energy, but the coalition said job creators can, and they will. You have to understand who's for this and who's against it. Even the Michigan Chamber of Commerce came out in opposition. But who's for it? Michigan Environmental Council, Michigan Clinicians for Climate Action, the American Council for Energy Efficient Economy, and the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association. So these bills, folks, are going to be voted on today, this Thursday. I'll watch House TV tonight. I'll read all the stories that come out of Lansing, and we'll report on it tomorrow. But this is coming to a close, the final icing on the cake of their legislative agenda. Everything the Democrats wanted to accomplish is coming to a close. They're going to end the legislative session early. They're going to get that 90-day clock ticking so that all these items can take immediate effect after the 90 days. That's their goal. That's what they're going to accomplish. And the Republican minorities in both the House and the Senate can't do anything to stop it. One hope and prayer I have is that they have finally learned how you govern when you have a majority. Do you see how it's done? Do you Republicans see how it's done? We're going to talk about it in the Roberts Rules of Order class on December 2nd. And I'm going to tie this legislative session of what's happened to our state into that class. Text me event, I'll send you the link. This is information that you need to understand. The process is what they've done to our state and how they've rammed it through. And what you do, Republicans, once you, if you, get the majorities back. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIEG Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Take out the Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. One of the things that you have to understand, they don't like us knowing what they're doing in Lansing. They don't like it. They don't like the fact that I monitored House TV for 6 hours yesterday, starting at 6 p.m. all the way until midnight. They don't like the fact that I was reporting on the House Freedom Caucus, not getting up and giving any speech other than Angela Regas, Josh Shriver, who was previously part of the House Freedom Caucus. The fact that they are not providing any tangible opposition simply because they're not in power, they're not in control. I sent a group text message out to him last night. I included Dave Ajima on the text. I don't care what the rules are in the House, the decorum of how you're supposed to operate. When they started the baby abortion package of bills during the floor speeches, I would have started chanting, baby killer, baby killers. Baby killers, baby killers. I would not have stood down. I would not have shut up. They would have had to arrest me from the floor with handcuffs. Yes, I dare the speaker to call me out of order. Call the sergeant of arms over. Call the Michigan State Police troopers in to remove me from the floor chamber. Had I been in Lansing, that's what I would have done. Then when put in front of the cameras to explain my behavior, I would have told them exactly what these bills did to the news cameras, live. Because most people in Michigan today at work don't even know what happened last night. They're busy at work right now. They are not listening to this show. Maybe they might listen later today. Maybe they'll hear it tomorrow morning driving into work, because it's going to be 8:53 tomorrow morning on Friday morning when they hear this. But they actually, under Matt Hall as the minority leader who wants to be speaker if and when the Republicans ever get the majority back, did nothing. Zero. Other than them sitting at their desk, voting no, when every single one of the abortion bills passed 56 to 54, immediate effect, every single one of them. Angela Regas and Josh Shriver. I would even throw Brad Parkett into the mix. He got his mic shut off a couple of times as well. the only ones that really stood up and tried to say something. It's okay. In my book, you are no longer pro-life Republicans. Don't run on it. Don't put it on your campaign literature. Don't put it on your campaign website. Don't talk about it in public. Do not mention pro-life ever again. Because your actions speak louder than your words in public. When you shirked your responsibility of standing up and speaking out for the babies last night, you just proved to me that you're no longer pro-life. You're a go-along, get-along uniparty. Well, I voted no on the bills. Yeah, but what did you do to actually protest it? What did you do to get removed from the floor chamber so you couldn't even have voted for it? You know how those bills should have been voted on last night? 56-0. In my opinion, every single Republican should have gotten up and walked out of the chamber en masse. First of all, they don't have enough sergeants in the House to come and drag you back to your desk. I would have gotten in my car and drove home. You want to come and get me? You got to find me in Antrim County. The vote should have been 56-0, not 56-54. If you were truly pro-life elected politicians, you ran as pro-life candidates to get our support, to get our vote, to get our dollars, to get us to put a yard sign in our yard for you, you should have caused the scene in protest. But you didn't do it. Go along, get along. Voted 56-54. Oh, you were unified, all right, in opposition. But you did nothing about it. You made no headlines. Zero. None of you are in the news today. You know, it's just, you get to the point where you say, what else do you have to stand on to identify as being a Republican? We lost gay marriage. That battle's over. Now, what was proven in Lansing, we lost pro-life status. So there's nothing between you and the Democrats at all. And don't even talk to me about fiscal restraints, being a fiscal conservative. That ship left the harbor a long time ago. We got to find new people, folks, to run. We need to get them elected. That's how you change this. At the local community level, school boards, county commissioners, county clerks, and eventually state reps and state senators. We the people are coming. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen.